Daf is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So we got to the last few words on Kuf to Zayin and Mabez. The Gemara quotes from yesterday's Mishnah Lefikach Anachin Chayavim. It's going through the Nusach of the final Bracha of Haggadah. There's a very, very long daf. It's an Agadah daf. So the Gemara says as follows on the very top of Kuf Yud Zayin. It says, Amar of Chista, Amar of Yochanan Haluka, and the word Keska in the context of Amalek, which says, Ki Yad al Keska, and the word of your name, Yedidya, Achasin. Those three words are all one. They're not separate words. It's not Halu and then Ka. It's not Kes and then Ka. It's not Yedid Ka. Rather, they're all one word. Haluka is a word, Keska is a word, and Yedidya is all one word. Rav, Amar Rav comes along and says, Keska, the Merchavka is Achasin. Those are also, he says, those are one word, implying that Haluka and Yedidya are not considered one word. Rav, Amar, Merchavka, Bilvad. Only that word is one word, but all the other ones are considered two separate words. So Gemara asks, Ibari Lahu, Merchavka, Lirav Chista Mai. Rav Chista didn't address that question. He just mentioned Haluka, he mentioned Keska, he mentioned Yedidya. What does he hold about Merchavka? Is that considered one word or is that considered two words? And my answer to the Gemara, it's a teku. So then the Gemara says, what about Ibai Lahu Lirav Mai? What about Tirav? Rav only mentioned Keska, he mentioned Merchavka. What does he hold about Yedidya? Ibai Lahu Yedidya Lirav Mai? So Gemara brings a raya, Toshma, Damar Rav, Yedidya Nechlak Lishnaim Lefikach. Yedid is chol, and the word ka is kodesh. He thinks those are considered two different words. Yedid is one word, which is a chol word, while ka is Hashem's name, which is kodesh. So now the Gemara asks a question. Ibai lehu haluka lerav mai. Rav only mentioned keska and merchavka. He didn't address haluka. So mai, what does he hold about that word? Tashma, dama rav, chazina tile debe chaviva. I saw once, Rav said, I once saw the Sefer Tehillim of the base medrash of Chaviva, and which is referring to he was apparently the uncle of Rabbi Chiya. Dechsibhu, it says, halalu bechad gisa, v'ka bechad gisa. He had separated the word haluk in two different columns, implying clearly that they're two different words. So Gemara says, Pligi the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argued on this, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my haluka, it means halalu behilulim harbe. It sounds like it's all one word. The definition haluka means that you praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu with many hilulim. So Gemara now points out, Pligi didei adidei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argues on himself. Now he doesn't argue in terms of haluka being one word or two words. He agrees it's considered one word. He just argues on what is the definition of haluka. So while we just said haluka means halalu behilulim harbe, here he's going to say it differently. Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, basar mamaros shel shevach, Nemar Sefer Tehillim. There are 10 phrases, 10 words of praise that David HaMelech used in Tehillim. B'nitzuach, b'nigun, b'maskil, b'mizbor, b'shir, b'ashrei, b'tila, b'tfila, b'hoda, and b'haluka. These are the 10 different words used. And gadol mikulam, the greatest praise among all of them, is the word haluka. Why? What does it mean? Shekol shema v'shevach b'vas achas. It includes two things in one. It includes Hashem's name plus the praise all in one shot. That's what makes it so great. So we see the haluka is different than what we said above. Earlier, Rabbi Shimon Levi says the haluka means behilulim harbe. Here it means halel ka, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A slightly different definition, but either way, it is different according to Rabbi Shimon Levi. But either way, no matter how you slice it, it's going to be considered one word. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shir she betorah, Moshe of Yisrael Amaru Bishash Alu Minhayam. The Shir in the Torah, which is another way of saying Az Yashir, which is the Shir that's found in the Torah, was said by Moshe B'nai Yisrael when they were leaving from the Yamsuf. Hila Ahalel, Ze Halel that we say in Rosh Chodesh Yamtif from Tehillim Mi Amru. Who was the author who said that Halel? Nevim Shebeneim Tiknu Lehem Li Yisrael Shu Omim also Akol Perak Beperak. That they established that a person should say Hillel every parak, which means every time period, like regal, every yontif, you should say it. And then also every time we are saved from a certain tzara, a certain yeshua, we should say it as well. When we're going to be redeemed in the future, omer also al gulas, and we're going to say on the final redemption. The Rashi on the top says an example of a kol tzara v'tzara that we were saved from. He gives the example as Chanukah. We say Hallel on Chanukah because we are saved from the Yavan. So Gemara now says, "Time with the itching machlokas." By the way, So they've said the itching machlokas the Rishonim have whether or not halal is a deraisa or halal is derabbanan. So the Bahag actually counts halal as a mitzvah. The Rambam says, how do you count challah as a mitzvah? Challah is only a mitzvah midrabbanan. The Ramban responds back. Ramban says, no, challah is actually a mitzvah deraisa, he thinks. But the truth is, it's not really a question for the Bahag. Bahag actually counts mitzvos midirabana as part of his taryag mitzvos. That's one of the first attacks the Rambam has in the Bahag. How do you count mitzvos dirabanan? We only count their rices. So while in the world of the Bahag, he's okay counting halal even though it's dirabanan, the Rambam had a problem with that. But the Ramban responds back to the Rambam, no, halal actually is a mitzvah deraisa, so therefore, according to everybody, it should be counted as one of the taryag mitzvos anyways. So the Gemara now says further, Tanya, Hayy Rabbi Meir, Omer Kol Tushbachos Hamuros B'Sefer Tehillim. All the different praises that are mentioned throughout Sefer Tehillim, Kulon David Amren. David mentioned all them. Shenemar Kalu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. What does it mean Kalu Tfilos? Al Tukre Kalu. Kalu usually means to finish. But Elu the Joshua is Ella Kol Elu. All of these, all the different praises, all of Tehillim was said by David HaMelech. Now we know from there really are other authors, but based on this Gemara here, it's giving the impression that David wrote all the Tehillim, but there's a Masorah based on the Gemara. I think Babasa talks about it, that Adam Rishon, Moshe Benu, Avraham Avinu, they all wrote different Kapitlach, but David HaMelech certainly wrote the majority of the Tehillim. So then the Gemara says, okay, Sefer Tehillim was written by David HaMelech. Hallel, Ze Mi Amru, who said Hallel that appears in Tehillim? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elazar bini Omer, Rabbi Yossi quotes from his son, Moshe uYisrael Amaru, Visha She'alu min Hayam. So they think that the halal, which appears in Tehillim, that was actually said by Moshe and Bnei Yisrael when they left Yamsa, which is very different from what we just said before. V'chaluk in Allah v'chavera, but the people argue on Rabbi Elazar, Lomar she'David Amru. No, David was the one. He is the author of the halal that appears in Sefer Tehillim. And Nirin Dvarav midivrayhem. Now it appears, his words, Rabbi Lazar's words, his son's words, that Moshe and Yisrael said it, he thinks that's more correct than those who think David HaMelech was the one who said it. It's like, why? How could he say? What compelled him to say that Moshe and Yisrael wrote Hallel as it appears in Tehillim? Because Efshir Yisrael shachdu es pischeim v'nitlu natlu lulaveim lu'amru shira. Could a person fathom that a person shakes lulav, that a person brings karbanos pesach and had not said Hallel that appears in Tehillim? There are many years beforehand that they were shaking lulav and sukkahs before David HaMelech came about. They brought a carbon pesach in Mitzrayim and they didn't say Hallel. How could that be? Because of that, it must be that Hallel was already dates back to the times of Moshe and Bnei Yisrael. Davar Acher, alternatively, the reason why he says is Shepislu Shemicha Omeid Bibichi V'Yisrael Omim Es HaHalel. So the Pislu, the Pesel of Micha, which was an idol, that they had that in the time of David HaMelech. How could a person actually say Halel if they had this Avodah Zarah of Micha in the times of David? He could not have thought of David creating such a beautiful song if there's a terrible Avodah Zarah, the Pesel of Micha. Therefore, it could not have been David HaMelech. It must have been created earlier from the times of Moshe and Bnei Yisrael when they left the Yamsuf. Now the Marsha asks the question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Pesel Shemicha came from Mitzrayim. It came from Mitzrayim, which means it passed through the Yamsuf as well. So you have the same question. So just like he couldn't have fathomed David to create a Hallel, if there's a Pesel Shemicha, the same question exists in the times of Yamsuf. They also had the Pesel Shemicha. It left Mitzrayim with them. The Marsha says the difference is when it was leaving Yamsuf, nobody knew about it. It was hidden. So it was unaware. It wasn't apparent, and therefore you were able to say Hallel. But the times of David HaMelech, everyone was aware of the Pistol Shemicha, in which case it was inappropriate to create, it was unable to create a Hallel such as the one in Tehillim, and therefore he felt it was written by Moshe and Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara now says further that Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa, says, Kol Shiros v'tishbachos she'amar David b'sefer Tehillim, all the different songs and praises David said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kineged Atzmo Amron. David was talking about himself, his own personal feelings. It was a very personal Sefer Tehillim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kineged Atzibur Amron. He was talking about how the Tzibur felt. It was a reference to the clout. Chachamim Omrim, Yeshman Kineged Atzibur, Yeshman Kineged Atzmo. There is no one approach. Some of the Kipitlach were Kineged David HaMelech's own experiences and his own feelings, and others were Kineged Tzibur. So Hamuras Belashin Yachid Kineged Atzma, those that appear in the singular form, that was David HaMelech referring to his own feelings, as opposed to Hamuras Belashin Rabim Kineged Atzibur, those that were said in the plural, was a reference to how the Tzibur was feeling at those different stages of history. So Gemara says further now, darshaning more about understanding Sefer Tehillim, Nitzuach Nigun Lasid Lavo. These are two languages used to future praises, future songs. And maskil, when the word maskil is used, that means David Melch said this Aide Turgamon, he had a certain translator. So each word used is a reference to something different, whether a future event, whether a past event, whether through a Turgamon. They each have a unique usage throughout Sefer Tehillim. When it says Le David Mizmor versus Mizmor Le David, we have sometimes they start David Mizmor, sometimes Mizmor Le David. So Mizmor is a zemer, is a type of song. So when it says Le David Mizmor, says the Gemara, Milamed Shesharsa Alav Shechina V'Charkach Amar Shira. First, David HaMelech was overtaken by the presence of the Shechina, and then he reacted by singing a song. The song came second, Le David, then it says Mizmor. And when it says Mizmor Le David, when the song comes first, it's Milamed She'amar Shira V'charkach Shar Salav Shechina. First, he sang a song, he played the harp, played some music, and that brought him to a place of the Shechina came afterwards. That's when it's Mizmor Le David. The Lamedcha to teach you a very important yisod, She'ena Shechina Shora. The Shechina only rests upon a person, lo mitoch atzlus, not when a person is lazy, lo mitoch atzlus, not when a person is sad, lo mitoch schok, not when a person is being playful, lo mitoch kalz rosh, which is lightheadedness, lo mitoch advar betem, not from wasteful things either. Ella, mitoch davar simcha shel mitzvah. The only way the Shechina could be shower on a person when it comes to a mitzvah of simcha, shenemar ve'ata kichuli minagin, take from me the harp, and when the player, when the musician would play this song, that the simcha of music brings about a person to a state of the Shechina resting upon a person. So this is a very important thing. What exactly is a mitzvah, a simcha, a mitzvah? There are different interpretations of what it is, but some level of simcha brings a person to the state of having the Shechina shorah love. The Maharal is a beautiful pshat. The Maharal says, it connects to finishing up the parshios of the Mishkan from last week, he says the Shechina is only shorah in that which is considered shalom, that which is complete. That which is lacking, that which is deficient, the Shechina can't be shorah love. So when a person isn't fully besimcha, he's chaser, he's lacking. But when a person's in the state of simcha, he's now considered shalim. When a person's shalim, now it's roi for the Shechina to be shorer alav. So the Gemara now says further, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, V'chein Devar Halacha, the same is true not only when a person wants to have the Shechina and have some type of Ruach HaKodesh, when it comes to Psak Halacha, a person also has to have a clarity of mind, has to be a state of Shlemus, a state of Simcha, in order to paskin the Shaila properly. And so too, Amar Rav Nachman, V'chein L'chalom Tov, so too, to have a good dream, it's a Simcha, a state of happiness, that's going to bring a person to a nice dream. So Aini, is this really true? That a person has to learn Mitoch Simcha? When a Talmud sits in front of his Rebbe, ein ve'ein sif sosav not v'smar, and his lips are not trembling from fear. If he's sitting there happy and comfortable, tichvenu, his lips should be burnt. Why? Shenemar sif sosav shoshanim not v'smar. Moreover, atikri shoshanim ela sheshonim. When he's busy learning, his lips should be bitter. Atikri moreover ela marover. There should be a certain meriris, a certain bitterness, a certain coldness and fear when learning from the Rebbe. So we just said you have to learn mitoch simcha. Now the Gemara says you have to learn mitoch meriris. So lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha beraba, ha betamida. From the Rebbe's perspective, the Rabbi's perspective, the Rebbe needs to be in simcha and happy, excited. But from the Talmud's perspective, he has to be in the state of fear. He has to be trembling. So the difference is the perspective. Ibais Ema, alternatively, a well-known Gemara, Havahar Barabba. Both are talking about the perspective of the Rebbe. But lo kashya, ha mikame de pasach, ha labasa de pasach. One's before he begins the shir, and one's when he begins the shir. What does that mean? Kihad the Rabbi, when Rabbi would begin his shir, Gemara says both here and Masecha Shabbos, mikame, before he started his actual drasha, his shir, Pasach lul rabbanon, he opened up to his Tamidim, Amar Milsa de Bidichusa. He said some type of joke or story or something funny. The Bidichu rabbanon, the rabbis would laugh. Ulvasof, Yosef Beimasa. Then they'd sit with great fear. Upasach Mishmaisa. Then he'd begin the Sugya. Why would that be? So Rashi explains it in Masecha Shabbos, because you have to open the guys up. You have to connect to them. This way they're relaxed. And once you open their lave up, then you're able to penetrate with all the learning, all the halacha, all the lumdus. That's how Rashi says it. If Yonasan Eibshitz says a beautiful pshat, he says, everything in life, you always have to feed the Yetzer Hara. You have to satisfy the Yetzer Hara to get the Yetzer Hara out of here. Yetzer Hara is always trying to cause us an issue. So the Sar LaZazil, for example, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we have two Shnei Se'irim. One Sar LaShem, one Sir LaZazil. So it's a big, big topic how this works, but you somehow satisfy the Yetzer Hara. You feed the Yetzer Hara his food, you give him the goat, and now he gets off your back. Here as well, the Yetzer is trying to interrupt the shir. So what do? You make a little joke. That's the way to feed the Yetzer Hara, fill him up, and he's going to stay off and not bother you. And then you can go ahead to shir. The Yetzer Hara will be out of the picture. That's his pshat. So the Gemara now says, Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, Halel, Zet Mi Amru. So who said Halel? So he already said before, the Gemara is repeating it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moshe Yisrael Amru, Bishal Shamdu Ahaya. Moshe and Klaisa said this when they left Kriyas Yamsuf. Hey Amru, what do they say? Lalanu Hashem Lalanu. They said those words. And Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh Ramar Lehen, Lemani Lemani Esa. So these are the words that they said when they were leaving Yamsuf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yeshua, Yisrael Amaru, Bishal Shamdu Alen, Malchi Kanan. When they were being attacked by the various kings and nations of Canaan, that's when they said hallo. Heim amru lo lanu, umeshiva v'chulu. So they were the ones who said it according to Behuda. Rabbi Lazar Amodai omer, Devora ubarak amru, b'shal sh'amen alen Sisra. When they were being attacked by Sisra, they said this in praise and thanks. Heim amru lo lanu, v'ruach hakodesh meshiva v'omer slem, lemani lemani eser. And yet a fourth opinion, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah omer, chizkia v'siyato amru, they said it, B'shal sh'amen alem sancher, when sancher attacked them, heim amru lalanu, u'meshiva v'gomer, and then Rabbi Kiva omer, Hananya, mishal v'azariah amru, b'shal sh'amen alem nivuchanetzer rasha, heim amru lalanu, u'meshiva v'chulu. So again, we're up to now, I think, six different opinions, who was the author of this parak of Halach. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, Mordechai V'Esther Amaru, B'shal Sh'amar Alem Mehaman HaRasha, Heim Amaru Lalanu, Meshiva V'chulei, and finally Chachamim Omrim, Nevim Shebeneim Tiknu, Lem L'Yisrael Shu Omros Oso, Akol Perek V'Perek, V'Akol Tzar V'Tzar Shalot Tava Lem L'Yisrael, that the various Nevim instituted that any time we have a Perek, which means a regal, or any time we overcome a certain Tzara, like Chanukah, Purim, and so on, they said we should say it, Ulich Shenigalim, when we're going to be redeemed, L'Asa Lavo, in the times of Mashiach, Omino, so we're going to say this al gulasan on the final redemption. So now the Gemara says further still on the topic of Halo, Amr of Chista. Haluka, Sof Pirka, the machlokas, is the word Haluka the end of a kapitel, or is Haluka the beginning of a kapitel? So according to Chista, he felt that the word Haluka is the end of a perk, that implies it ends. And Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar, Haluka is a resh pirka, it's an introduction to the upcoming perk. So Amr of Chista, Chazin al Hula Tile, I once saw the Tehillim of the Bei Rav Chanan Barav. Zechsibahu, it says, Be'em Sapirka, in between the different Prakim of Tehillim, the word Haluka appears kind of in between the, and, you know, between the two Prakim. Be'em Sapirka, Alma Mesapkale. So it must be he was unclear whether Haluka is a conclusion of the previous Parak or it's an introduction to the upcoming Parak. So Amr Rav Chanan Barav, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, although there's a machlokas, at least a suffix, in general how Haluka worked, but they all agree in the words Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi Varech Kol Basar Shem Kalshir Olam Ve'ed, that Haluka is certainly the Basrei, is the Haluka of afterwards. It's for the Reish Pirka. It's the introduction to the upcoming parak. It's not a conclusion of the previous parak, but it's introduction to the next parak. And then it says, Rasha Yirev V'chas Shinava Yacharok V'namas Tavas Risham Toved Haluka De Basrei. It's Haluka's part of the next parak as well, and Reish Pirka of the next parak, and Shom Nimeves Hashem Haluka De Basrei Reish Pirka of that too. The Haluka is certainly the next parak, the beginning of the very next parak. So those three kapitel are what's clear to everybody. It's all the other appearances of Haluka is what is not clear. So Krai Musafin Afes Elu. So the Bali Kore, the experts in Psukim, they added a few more that everybody agrees to. Minachal Baderach Yisha Al Ken Yarim Rosh. That Haluka is the Basrei. Reish Pirka is the next parak, the beginning of the next parak. And so to the next another capital is Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Seicha Tov L'Chol Oseyam Haluka the Basrei. The Haluka at the end is again Reish Pirka, is the beginning of the very next capital. So now the Gemara says, it thinks perhaps this is machlokas, whether Haluka is the end of the parak or the beginning of a parak. The Gemara suggests maybe this is really a machlokas tonight. So what does it say in the Tan and the Braisa? Name a katanai. Let's say this is a machlokas tonight. Ad heichan hu omer. Up until what point does a person say halal when it comes to the coast Shelsheni? We know that on a Seder night, we split up halal in different parts. So where do you say for the first part of halal? How far do you go? Ad heichan hu omer. Beishami omrim ad eima bar mismecha. Doesn't say the word haluka. We know we say haluka. We say eima bar mismecha haluka. But the way the Brisa presents it is simply eima bar mismecha. Period. Sounds like haluka is part of the next capital. That's Beishami shita. Beishil omrim ad chala mishlamayinu mayim is where you say it. We're focusing on shita's Beishami. Tani idach. Yet another Brisa says ad heichan hu omer. Where do you say Beishami omrim ad b'teisisam miyutrim? We know we say. The way it works in Hallel is we say Eim al ben mispech haluka, and then next parak is b'teis yisrael mi mitzrayim. So the fact that he says we go to b'teis yisrael mi mitzrayim sounds like haluka is part of the previous parak. That's what the Gemara is going to suggest. And Beis Hillel omrim we say ad lalanu Hashem lalanu. So our focus is on Beis Shammai. One opinion says we say up until Eima Banim Smecha. The other one says you say up until the words Chalamish L'mayin L'mayim. So those are words which Halukah is right between those words in Beis Shammai. So my lav, what's the machlokis? Is it not going on to Amud Beis now? Is this not to say my lav b'hakim riflegi l'man damer ad Eima Banim Smecha? Savar Halukah is Reish Pirka. That Halukah must be the beginning of the next parak. That's why he says ad Eima Banim Smecha. Period. The word Halukah is the next one. But the one who holds man damar ad b'tzeis Yisrael says you go up until, but you stop at b'tzeis Yisrael means you just said halukah as part of the previous parak. Savar halukah is the sof of the pirka of the first parak you just said. So Rav Chisda mitarz l'tame. Rav Chisda answers according to his understanding. He says, really, Rav Chisda was the one who felt that halukah is, let's make it clear, halukah is the end of a parak. So he says, really, it's a sof parak. He says, the chuli alma savri halukah is sof pirka. So man damar ad b'tzeis Yisrael, shapir. So the one who said you say up until B'tei Yisrael, which means you said the words Halukah part of the previous one, that makes sense. You stop at B'tei Yisrael. But the one who says Ma'an D'Amar Ad Eima Ben Nesmecha, so why didn't you say Halukah? Because Ad V'Abachlal, because we include that and the very next word. So Gemara says, V'Neima Ad Halukah, why didn't you just simply say, you should say Eima Ben Nesmecha Halukah, that would have been very, very clear. So if it's because you weren't sure which halukah to say, I mean, if you just said you say up until halukah, you didn't say the words eima banim smecha, so then you wouldn't know hey halukah, you wouldn't know which one we're talking about. So Gemara says what the Brisa should have said is neima halukah shel eima banim smecha. The Gemara should have said, where do you stop halel? You stop halel at the word halukah, the halukah of the eima banim smecha. So the Gemara says that's what it should have said, and therefore the Kasher Rav Chisda does not have a good interpretation of these two different brises. Now Rabba by Rav Huna weighs in, and he's Mataritz Latame, he answers according to his understanding. He holds the Chuliyama, really everybody holds, Halukah is Reish Pirka. Halukah is really the introduction to the very next pair. And Mandamar, the one who holds Ad Eima Ben Smecha Shapir. Do you stop after the word Smecha, period, because the word Halukah is part of the next capital. So that makes sense. The man damer ad b'teis Yisrael, the one who says you stop at b'teis Yisrael, sever ad v'lad b'chal. We get to b'teis Yisrael, and we stop, but we don't say actually b'teis Yisrael. So the Gemara said, v'neima ad halukah. Why didn't we simply say, you say up until the word halukah, if you're supposed to be saying, and stop there, right before halukah, if it's really part of the next parak. V'chi tema, if you're going to tell me, d'liyah dinan hey halukah, if you say, stay up until halukah, we don't know which halukah you're referring to. So the Brisa should have said, v'neima ad halukah shebetes Yisrael. The Brisa should have said, you say up until, but not including, the halukah of betes Yisrael. So why didn't it say that way? Kasha. Gemara does not have a good interpretation. What comes out is, most likely, is that the machlokas in the different Brisas is whether or not halukah is part of the first parak, or whether halukah is part of the next parak, because both Rav Chisda and also Rabbi Bar Rav Huna's explanations really didn't work out. There was a kasha according to each different explanation. Okay, so now the Gemara is going back on the Mishnah that we said after you complete the Halal and the Haggadah, so then you finish off with the Bracha of Gula. The Chosem B'Gula. So, Amra Rava, Kriya Shema, the Halal, you say Gaal Yisrael. Right? The Bracha after Shema, the Bracha after Halal, you say Gaal Yisrael in the past. And it's Tzlusa. When it comes to Davening, you say Goel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the present Goel. He's the current Redeemer, and he's going to redeem us. My taima, why do we say sometimes Gaal Yisrael and sometimes we say Goel Yisrael? So my taima, so answers the Gemara, D'Rachmananu, because Tefillah is davening for the redemption. When we say Halel, when we say Kriya Shema, referring to the Gaal, the one who redeemed us in Mitzrayim. Kriya Shema, we talk about how Hashem redeemed us. Halel, we talk about how Hashem redeemed us from Chanukah and from Purim. But when we daven, we're davening for the future redemption, so we say Goel Yisrael, the current Goel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should ultimately redeem us. So Amar Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Zeira says, the Kedusha, Asher Kedushan b'mitzosa v'tzivanu, the Tzelusa, we say, Kadshenu b'mitzosecha. Why do we say, Kedushan b'mitzosa by Kiddush, but that we say, Kadshenu b'mitzosecha? The difference is, Asher Kedushan b'mitzosa means we were sanctified in the past through mitzvahs, and the words, Kadshenu b'mitzosecha means Hashem should sanctify us with mitzvahs. So what's the difference? My time again, D'Rachmanu. When it comes to Kiddush, we are acknowledging the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kiddush and mitzvahs in the past. When it comes to davening, we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sanctify us further. We're asking for more. It's a bakash, it's rachamim. So therefore we say in the future, kadshenu b'mitzvah secha. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, v'tzarach sheyazkir yetzias mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. when a person says Kiddush, he has to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Laman Tizkor is Yom, Uksiv Hasam, Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. It says the word Tizkor by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Zachar by Kiddush, and therefore this Gzer Shava, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the context of Kiddush. Take a look at very, very interesting Tosos on top here. And those who like gematrias, those who don't like gematrias, Tosos clearly was a fan of gematrias. Now, he didn't have gematrias in every single page, but certainly he had gematrias here, several Tosos throughout Shas. If you learn the Das HaKenim on the Al Torah, he also mentions gematria quite often. But just for an interesting gematria, look at the top here. Leman Tizkos Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim, writes Tosos. Lechach Kavu Zecher Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's why we have Zecher Yitzis Mitzrayim in the Nusach of Kiddush. It's not simply that the word Zachar, but there's actually a very strong correlation between the working in Mitzrayim and that of Shabbos. What's the correlation? They were working Avodas Perach. So the word Perach in Atbash Vegal, how you switch the Aleph with the Tuf and the Beis with the Shin, the Atbash of Perach is the same exact same. It's the Gematria of 39, which is a reference to the Melachos Arbam Chas Achas, the 39 Melachos. When we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, Hisirim al Shabbos Lishbos Meos Alamites Melachos, that we know at Mara, one of the first mitzvahs given to us at Mara was Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is related to Mitzrayim. Now it makes sense also conceptually that Mitzrayim we worked very hard, and Shabbos we are told we get to rest. But he's pointing out a very interesting gematria in Atbash that Perach really is the same exact gematria in Atbash of Lamites Melachos. So there is a very strong correlation between Zechias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. Now, although Kiddush really references the Zecher of the creation of the world, the Maisa Bereishis, it's not too far off from Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban Al-Tor points out that in one of the Dibros, we talk about Shabbos as it relates to Maisa Bereishis, and the other Dibros, we talk about Shabbos as it relates to Mitzrayim. He says the two are very much the same, because what happened? He says Mitzrayim was in essence a recreation of the world. To have Nisim, you have to undo the Teva. You have to go back to Maisa Bereishis. So that's why there are 10 Mamaros. The world was created with 10 Mamaros, and their Eser Makos, their 10 Makos, correspond to the 10 Mamaros, and there are parallels between each one. Dam connected the first day of the creation, and the Tzardeh connected the second creation, or the different Mamaros, they're all very much connected to each other. So Maisa Bereishis was really, rather Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim was really a Maisa Bereishis as well. So they all really do intertwine to the creation of Shabbos, which of course celebrates overall Maisa Bereishis. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. We are the first wide line down. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Shila Ditzlusa Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. When it comes to davening, we use Lashon Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. We're davening the Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring about the Keren, the horn, they should have the Kadosh Baruch Hu should have David HaMelech grow as the Melech Mashiach. Daftarasa, when it comes to Daftarah, we say the Bracha of Magin David. Then it says, Vasisi L'cha Shem Gadol K'Shem Gedolim. I'm going to make your name like the name of the great Gedolim. What does that mean? Referring to David HaMelech. Tani Rav Yosef, Zeo Shomim Magin David. That's referring to that David's name is going to be used when it comes to making the Bracha of Daftarah. I'm going to make your name well known and used in the context of davening. So Amar Yish Lakish, a well-known Gemara made famous by Rashi. I'm going to make your name great. The Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Avram, I'm going to make your name well known. Zeo Shomim Elke Avram. When it says, Vavarecha, Zeo Shomim Elke Yitzchak. Vagala Shemech, I'm going to make your name great. That's a reference to Zeo Shomim Elke Yaakov. Yachol Yu Muchosman Bekulam. Perhaps the final bracha of that first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is going to have everyone's name. It should have the name of Magin Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. As we know, no. Tamalomer Vaya, Bracha. With your name, Avram, your name's going to be how the Chasima will be, Vein Chos Mechulan. Although I mentioned Elke Avram, Elke Yitzchak, Elke Yaakov, in the end, it will only be Magin Avram. Your name is going to be the one that's going to close off that first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So now the Gemara says further, still in the same discussion about the different Nuschalos versus Tefillah versus Kiddush. So Amar Rava says, Ashka Chasinu Lesabe de Pumbadisa. I found that the elders of Pumbadisa, the Yasrei, they were sitting down, the Kamre, they were saying, B'Shabasa, Bein B'Tzlusa, Bein B'Kiddush, when it came to davening on Shabbos, when it came to Kiddush on Shabbos, they were saying the word Mekadesh Shabbos. And when it came to B'Yom HaTava, B'Yom Tov, Bein B'Tzlusa, Bein B'Kiddusha, whether during davening or whether during Kiddush on Yom Tov, they would say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. So what was the difference? By Shabbos, they always say Mekadesh Shabbos. And by Yom Tov, they always say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. V'Amina Lahu, Anna, I would hold Ad Rabba. Rava says, I hold differently than the Sabe Tumpadisa. I held that you should really have the Tzlusa when it comes to Tefillah, Bein B'Shabasa, Bein B'Yom HaTova. Whether you're davening on Shabbos, whether or not you're davening on Yom Tov, you should always say, Mekadesh Yisrael. That should be the Nusach of Tefillah. the Kiddush of the Shabbos, when saying Kiddush and Shabbos, you should use the Lashon of Mekadesh HaShabbos. And when it comes to B'yom HaTov, Yom Tov, you should say Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim. So now, after saying this Machlokas, he says, V'ana Amina Taimer Didi. Let me explain my reasoning. But Taimer Ditchu, let me explain your reasoning. So Taimer Ditchu, your reasoning, again, what the reasoning they held, you say for Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, for Tefillah and Kiddush, and they held for Yom Tov, you say Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim, Bein B'tefillah, Bein B'kiddush. What's their reasoning? What's your reasoning? So Shabbos is the kviya of a kaima. Shabbos is always set. We know every single Shabbos, every seventh day is Shabbos. There's no playing around when Shabbos falls out. It's kviya of a kaima. Bei mitzlusa, bei mikedusha, mikadisha Shabbos. I mean, there's no reason to mention Klal Yisrael is their involvement in Shabbos. There's no concept of Klal Yisrael making Shabbos. Shabbos exists every seven days. Mikadisha Shabbos, it's very uniform. So that's why mikadisha Shabbos makes sense for Shabbos, bein betfila, bein bekiddush. Yom Tova. When it comes to Yom Tov, the Yisraelu, the Kavailei, that Klal Yisrael makes their Kaveh when Yom Tov is, how they Kaveh Yom Tov, the Kamabre Yarche, they could add an extra day in the month, it could be a 29-day month, it could be a 30-day month, the Kavai Lashane, they could be adding an extra year, in Iber Shana, where Klal Yisrael plays around with the calendar. And Yom Tov depends on the calendar, so since Klal Yisrael is involved in that, so the Gemara explained, he explains, that you say Mekadesh Yisrael Basmanim, that Klal Yisrael is what dictates when the Zman of Yom Tov will come out. So that makes sense according to the Sabe Lepumpadisa. Now, time of the Didi, my reasoning, says Rava, is as follows. Now, what he held, Tzlusa de Rabim Isa, so when it comes to davening, you daven in Betzibur, right? You daven in the Shul. So since it's in Shul, you should be Mekadesh Yisrael. That's why you should say Mekadesh Yisrael when it comes to Tefillah. That's what his understanding was. Kiddush, however, it takes place b'yachid. You daven, you say Kiddush in the privacy of your own home. It's b'yachidus, Isa. So therefore, in Shabbos, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't say Mekadesh Yisrael on Shabbos. It's Mekadesh Shabbos. It's a singular thing. B'yom Tov, you say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, because Yom Tov also depends on Klal Yisrael making the various months in the calendar. So that was Rava's understanding. But the Gemara quickly rejects Rava's understanding. He says, Elohi, this is not true. Tzlusa b'yachid milasa, you can't daven b'yachidus. Tzlusa only exists in the context of a tzibur, not true. And kiddush b'rabim milasa, you can't take kiddush in rabim only by yourself. You can have a big communal kiddush. So therefore, he rejected Rava's understanding. Rava says, no, I agree, of course you could have kiddush b'rabim, and I agree, of course, you could have tefillah b'yachid, but Rava savar zil baser ikr. You should go based on the primary way. The primary way davening takes place is b'tzibur. Yes, there is exceptions where a guy davens by himself. Kiddush primarily takes place b'yachidus. Yes, there could be exceptions b'rabim, but for the most part, it takes place b'yachidus. That was Rava's understanding. Either way, how do we paskin? What's the proper nusach to say for Shabbos and Yom Tov for Kiddush and Tefillah? So Ula b'Rav noches kame d'Rava. Noches means he went down. The way it used to work was that when it came to daven for the Amud, so you go. I've seen this in one yeshiva in Or Chaim in Queens. In the front of the tzibur davens is a little dip. You go down. It goes to this daven mi'ma'akim. You daven mi'ma'akim from the depth. So there's an Indian to go down to the tzibur. We daven on the bima sometimes, a little elevation, but really it's supposed to be down. You go, yored lateva says, you go down. Nachis is Aramaic for yored. So what happened was, Ula by Rav, Nachis, he went down to daven for the Amar, kame de Rav, in front of Rav. And Amar, kisabe de Pumbadisa. And even though Rav held differently than the elders of Pumbadisa, he said the nusach of Mekadesh Shabbos for Shabbos, and Mekadesh Yisrael Basmanim for Yom Tov. And we see that Rava didn't say anything different. Alma, hader be Rava. Rava must have retracted, and he agreed to the nusach of Sabe de Pumbadisa. Rav Nasan Avua, Rav Huna, Rav Nasan, the father of Huna, braid Rav Nasan, Nachis Kame de Rav Papa. He went to Davin in the presence of Rav Papa. Amar Kisabe Pumbadisa. He davened the nusach of Pumbadisa. Shavchi Rav Papa praised him for using that nusach. So Amr Ravina, Ravina says further, Ana ikle the Surah Kame de Maremar. I once visited Surah in front of Maremar. V'nachas Kame Shlucha de Tzibura, and the Shliach Tzibur went in front to Davin. V'amar Kisabe de Pumbadisa, and he davened also the Nusach of the elders of Pumbadisa. V'havu Mishatke Le, Kuyama, everybody quieted him. Amr Le, Shavku, leave him alone, because the Hilchasa Kisabe Pumbadisa, he did the correct thing, because we paskin like the elders of Pumbadisa, V'havu Mishatke Le, and you should not silence him. That's, of course, how we pass. And let's do the Mishnah quickly in the Gemara here to finish off. The Mishnah says at the bottom here, I know it's a long daf today, Mazgalo Kosh Shlishi, we're now up to the third cup, the Seder night. So you pour the third cup, Bevarach al Mazono, you say benching on the third cup, Revi, then you pour the fourth cup, and that you use for Gomer Alav as a halo, Gomer Alav Birchas Ashir. We'll see in the Gemara tomorrow what exactly is Birchas Ashir. Bain Kosis Halalo, between these cups, in Rota Lishos Yishto, which means the first two cups they're referring to, the first two cups you can actually drink extra cups if you wanted, but when it comes to Bain Shlishi Levi Lo Yishto, you can't drink between the third and the fourth cup. Now, the reason why Rashbam quotes from the Yushalmi, if you start drinking by the third and the fourth cup, you're going to get drunk, and you're not going to say Halal properly. So the Yushalmi asks, what about the first two cups? If you drink extra, you're also going to get drunk. And the Yushalmi says, when you're drinking in the context of a meal, so the meal dilutes the potency of the alcohol, but at the end, when the meal's over, and you're just drinking straight shots of wine, that could possibly make a person drink, and therefore, you should not drink between the third and fourth cup, but you may between the first and second cup. And the Gemara finally says, Amar Rav Chanan and the Rava, Shema Amina, we learn from here that Birkas HaMazon Ta'una Kos. The fact that it says you need to pour a cup for benching must be that whenever you bench, you need to have a cup to bench them. And Amar Lei, no, not true. It's not a raya. Leil Seder is different because Arba Kase Tikni Rabbana Der Cheres. The Chachamim instituted four cups of wine. Kochad V'chad Navid Ba'apet Be'i Mitzvah. Each one should be present in the context of a mitzvah. So the reason for the kos here for benching is not because benching demands a cup, rather because the Pesach requires cups and cups require a mitzvah. So it's the benching that's attaching itself to the cup, not the cup that's attaching itself to the benching. Okay, so let's quickly review. I know it's a long daf, but we'll run through very, very quickly. We start by talking about the top of Kuf Yud Zayin, about different words that are either one word or two words, a haluka, kas, keska, yedidya, and merchavka. And then we discussed about who was the author of Halel, the Shira Shalyam, Az Yashir, Moshe and Yisrael. And the Halel was initially said by David HaMelech. And then we discussed the different, Dar Melch said all the different tishpachos in Sefer Tilm. It says the word kolu, which means kol elu, were said by David HaMelech. And then we described where David HaMelech said the Tilm for himself, or he said for the Tzibur. Chacham said, yesh for yesh. Some were said for himself, some were said for the Tzibur. Then we described the 10 different Lashonos mentioned in the Tilm. There's Mizmor David, the David Mizmor. Sometimes first he had the Tilm and then he's saying. Sometimes he's saying first and then had Tilm, because a person has to learn and get the Shechina mitoch Simcha. So too when it comes to learning, you should open up with a Dabar B'dichusa, some type of lightness, Simcha, to get people to learn, to understand. And then we had the Big Machlokas, who said Halel? Was it Moshe? Was it Yeshua? Was it Devorah? A whole list of around 7 different possible authors of that stage of Halel. Then we had the Machlokas, whether Haluka is part of the end of the previous parak or the beginning of the very next parak. And we brought different rias where there are 5 kapitel where everybody agrees where it was, but all the other ones, there's a big machlokas. We suggested perhaps it's a machlokas tanaim, whether haluka was the end of the previous kapitel or the beginning of the next one. That was a machlokas by Silbe Shame about Eim Haban Smecha versus Betes Yisrael. And then we had the distinction of sometimes you say Gaal Yisrael, which is referring to a redemption in the past, versus Gaal Yisrael, which is davening for the future. And so we had Asher Kiddisham B'mitzosav in Kiddush, which is we are sanctifying the mitzvahs in the past, versus Tefillah, where we're davening, said Kachenu B'mitzosecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should sanctify us in the future. And the requirement to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in Kiddush because of Zecher, and Zecher, it says Zecher in both places. And then the difference of Magen David versus Magen Avram, the various brachas of Shemona Esrei. And then finally, the big machlokas between Sabi the Pumbedisa and Rava about saying Mekadesh Shabbos versus Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And we end up paskening Mekadesh Shabbos and Shabbos, and Meyantim Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And then finally, about the third cup, we drink with the benching, the fourth cup with Halel, and you can drink between the first and second cup, but you cannot drink between the third and fourth cup. Everyone have a wonderful day. That was a long day.